Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. You may not have known his name, but a Green Bay musician's work is cheered around the world thanks to a short riff he composed decades ago that goes a little something like this. Beloved composer and influential UW Green Bay music professor Lovell Ives has died at age 97. Ives was one of the first jazz educators in the state and founded the jazz program at UWGB. He was a trumpet player in the Green Bay Packers band in the mid-50s and went on to direct that band for 15 years. His professional accolades as a musician are endless, including a 30-year run on Channel 2's CP Telethon broadcast with his Lovell Ives Orchestra. But for all the well-deserved musical honors Ives earned over the years, it's that one short ditty for which he will always be remembered.
Go, Pack, go!
Bravo, Lovell Ives. Bravo.
Go, Pack, go!
For the first time since floodwaters forced New London residents from their homes a week ago, they were let back in yesterday to get a first-hand look at their property damage. The city began a flood re-entry plan at noon, but that didn't mean just anybody could get in. Authorities put a series of checkpoints along the traffic flow to ensure only those involved in cleanup operations entered. There's only one entry point to the city, and each person going in will be photographed, ID'd, and issued an entry pass. City leaders say the restrictions are necessary to safeguard the welfare and property of residents impacted by the flooding. New London students also returned to the classroom yesterday. As workers continue to assess flood damage in northeast Wisconsin, the DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County, near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the plant closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. Three Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.